talking, though, about the cities, comparing the cities of Columbus and Pittsburgh.
Yes. I was not involved in Columbus. I moved here at a young age. I was 26 years old when I moved to Pittsburgh with my wife and one child. Very much involved with my business. I didn't have time to become associated with any on a volunteer basis with any organization. My business took all my time, took up all my time. And later, as we grew in the city with acquaintances, met so many new people. You become involved in various organizations, as I did. And Columbus at that time had, when I left Columbus, the Jewish population was about 10,000. Today they're 15,000. Pittsburgh at that time had about 35,000. Today, supposedly, they have 45,000. As a result, you meet a lot of new people, make new acquaintances, and I've been very happy here in Pittsburgh. And it's been a very successful living here.
In our last interview, you talked very shortly about your second marriage to Ethel. When did you meet? How did you meet Ethel, and when were you?
Close friends introduced us. Mm-hmm. Each other for about a year before we married, and we married in 1962. Ethel had two children, and I had two children. And we had a very happy life together.
Yes. And I know that you work very closely with each other in your various activities.
Yes.
Is anything?
Let me say this: Ethel, at the time of her marriage, she was associated with the Board of Education. And having two children, she didn't leave her much time for any association with any organizations. And after I became associated, when she followed me, and became associated as well with the various organizations that I was with.
I noticed a plaque, for instance, that you have on the wall. It says Ethel and Saul Reuben. Mm-hmm. And others say Ethel and Saul Reuben, and some say Saul Reuben. And it's very admirable that you have so many of these plaques and awards given to you over a period of time. Is there anything in you that you...
Those awards and plaques are an indication of... time and effort in all these organizations.
And we'll make note of them too. Is there anything that you wished would have been different in your life, or anything you could have changed?
No, I think I've been very fortunate. Throughout the years, from the time I left Columbus, time I've spent here in Pittsburgh, I would say I was very fortunate to have made so many new friends and have enjoyed our friendship with all these people for these many years.
Would you like to tell us anything about any of these awards? I see there's one for Ethel and Saul Reuben from the State of Israel Bonds. Do you want to walk around and hope you can hold this up?
This plaque here is in recognition of work for State of Israel Bonds in in the recognition of the sale of Israel bonds.
Mm-hmm. And that's... No, the ward.
This, yes. This is, yes, June 28, 1995. This was given to both of us for the ward. Over a period of years. This is a, award for, also for the state of Israel bonds. The warrant indicating our work also with the warrant for the state of Israel. This plaque is a citation of Banchik Volunteer of the Year Award. It was given to us in 1983.
And this down here is that's an Israel bond, I believe, too.
This plaque here was presented for exemplary service to Apple and I. We were honored by Israel Bonds for the Pittsburgh Zionist Organization. And at that time, we sold $500,000 worth of bonds.
And is this a B'nai B'rith Award, Gary?
This is a B'nai B'rith Award, yes.
We didn't talk at all about B'nai B'rith.
Well, I was a B'nai B'rith, I was a member. And was interested in attracting new members to the B'nai B'rith.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a B'nai B'rith Youth Service Appeal Century Club Award.
Mm-hmm.
Another plaque here was Ethel's brother from Los Angeles.
I see.
Also United Jewish Welfare Fund.
Oh. And
this here. A life member of the Jewish Talpa Society, which is part of the Rosh Hashanah Temple.
Well,
okay.
Well, you certainly have accomplished a lot in Pittsburgh.
We must have at least another 25 in the drawers. You know, awards.
Yes.
We haven't had the collection to hang them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Saul, I think you've been certainly a asset to the city of Pittsburgh, and you have also been a fine person to interview for National Council to be one of our outstanding leaders in Pittsburgh. And I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to interview you and to talk to you. And before we close, is there anything you'd like, anything else we have forgotten?
I think I've told you everything. All my association, I want to thank you two women for giving your time in interviewing me.
Well, it's been our pleasure.